I understand the farmers, and I'm sorry they're having hard times. Once they sell, though, I'm certain they'll come to appreciate the benefits that our model city will bring.
Nothing special. How are you?
Oh, I'm just fine. We got a bumper crop in the field. I hope it doesn't spoil your day.
Now, D.W., I am not quite the villain you're trying to make me out to be.
You want the Grail Valley? You want my farm? That means you want my life.
I just
want
to start building the future.
There's no reason you can't be part of it.
Why don't you save your utopian speeches for your stockholders?
D.W., my model city will become reality. All right. I'm willing to go up another 50 an acre for you.
Just turn the Farmers Association around.
You know, Croft, I need to break ground by spring. This model city is more important than a few farmers who will be buried by the future anyway. Our pilot friend Houston has found out from D.W. that Helen and some geneticist are working on some sort of special insecticide. And we figure they have a few days to come up with something. I can't take a chance on their being successful.
I understand, sir.
Now, they're working at the lab at Helen's place.
Not after tonight, Mr. Eckhart.
Talk to our chemists. Make it look good. Chemical fire. You assured me the worms were immune to insecticide.
Right, yes.
I paid you a great deal of money to develop them.
Right. But then, you see, this is not an insecticide. No, it doesn't hurt the worms at all. What it does do, it forces them into a premature metamorphosis, and they become beetles, and thus harmless.
Can you make it ineffective?
Why don't we just substitute something else?
No. We've already been careless. I want this to look like the real thing.
Quite. All I have to do is simply neutralize the hormone. Ineffective.
Good. Do it.
Yes, yes.
Tomorrow, you dust with his spray.
Hey, now, wait a minute. I've known D.W. all my life.
Houston, I need a personal pilot. The job pays well, and you'll certainly see more than Treverton, Colorado. I'll assuage your guilt. How much do you want?
It'll cost you $3,000.
I'll give you four.
Four? All right. It's a deal.
I want some insurance that everything works out all right.
Houston will carry out his end.
I'm thinking of D.W., too. I want to make sure that he's no longer a problem. When he and Houston go up in that plane tomorrow, make sure it's the last flight for both of them.
Yes, sir.